From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. There are some pointing the blame for an attack at an Afghan university across the border to Pakistan. 10 hours after it started Wednesday night, the attack in Kabul on the American University of Afghanistan was over. One professor, 7 students, 2 security guards, and 3 members of the Afghan National Security and Defense Forces were dead. A press release from the office of Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced Thursday that initial investigations by the Afghan Security Agency, National Directorate of Security, have indicated the attack was organized and orchestrated from the other side of the Durand line. That's a reference to Pakistan. It further stated that Ghani had called Pakistan's army chief and asked for serious and practical measures against the terrorist organizing the attack. A couple hours later, the public relations wing of Pakistan's army issued a press release announcing the actions taken by Pakistan in response to President Ghani's call. According to that release, Afghan authorities shared 3 cell phone numbers allegedly in use during the attack with Pakistan. The numbers, according to the army, were from a network owned and operated by an Afghan company whose signals spilled over to border areas of Pakistan. Based on these 3 Afghan cell numbers provided by Afghan authorities, the Pakistan army carried out a combing operation in suspected areas closer to Pakistan's Afghan border to verify the presence of who they called miscreants, according to the press release. The outcome of that operation, according to the Pakistan Army, has been shared with Afghan authorities. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River a day after Turkey's military and allied fighters launched a cross-border offensive. Kurdish rebels have been a source of tension between the U.S., which views them as a key ally in the war in Syria, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists allied with separatist Turkish Kurd factions. A U.S.-led coalition spokesman said the Kurds moved east to prepare for the eventual liberation of Raqqa. However, it is unclear if all of the Kurdish forces have withdrawn, as Turkey had demanded, ahead of its offensive. Turkey's foreign minister said that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry had spoken with him at a phone call early Thursday and said that the Syrian Kurdish forces would withdraw. U.S. officials say Russia has agreed to a 48-hour humanitarian pause in the divided Syrian city of Aleppo to allow the deliveries, but security guarantees are awaited from other parties on the ground. The United Nations has been pushing for a weekly 48-hour pause in the divided city of some 2 million with major powers back opposing sides in the 5-year conflict. Stefan de Mistura is the U.N. Special Envoy for Syria.
We want a pause for 48 hours. The Russian Federation replied yes. We will wait for others to do the same, but we are ready. Trucks are ready and they can leave any time we get that message.
De Mistura has been trying to bring government and opposition representatives back to the negotiating table this month to revive the shattered ceasefire and end the war. A strong aftershock, with a preliminary magnitude of 4.3 has hit an earthquake-struck area in Italy, causing more damage to buildings in a town nearly destroyed a day earlier. Wednesday is an earthquake. The aftershock caused one building to partially collapse, sending up plumes of smoke and panic in Amatrice. Wednesday's earthquake killed at least 250 people there and other towns in central Italy. Italy's culture ministry has decreed that proceeds from public museums across Italy this Sunday will be dedicated to helping restore damaged buildings in the quake zone. South Korean advocates of nuclear deterrence say the government in Seoul must pursue its own nuclear weapons program to defend against North Korea's growing nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities. Seoul's nuclear proponents argue the international sanctions imposed on North Korea for its rocket launches and nuclear tests have so far not deterred Pyongyang. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.